弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
很高兴今天看到有不少年轻人在我们的中间。
I'm very glad to see there are a lot of young people among us today.
其实我们知道，我们每次看到年轻人可以回到我们中间，跟我们一起聚集的时候，我们都非常的高兴。
We are especially glad to see a lot of young people who gather together with us.
可能我们中间有人已经注意到今天聚会的安排有一个变化。
Maybe some of you have noticed that there is a change in arrangement for today.
本来今天应该是钟弟兄要来与大家分享。
Our original plan was for our brother Philip to share the message with us.
但我们弟兄和他姊妹过去一周，身体有不适。
However, in the past week, our brother Philip and our sister Joy were not well, has not been well.
所以弟兄就安排我今天来跟大家分享。
So brother asked me to share the message.
所以请大家在祷告当中纪念下面的时间。
May brother and sister cover the following time in your prayer.
也让我们能够继续能够来祷告我们的弟兄姊妹他身体的康复。
And we can continue to pray for the recovery of our brother and sister.
我想同时主又再一次提醒我们，我们要更多的为我们的肢体要彼此的代祷。
And at the meantime, the Lord reminded us that we need to pray more for our other members of our body of Christ.
好，下面开始的时候，我们要来读几处的圣经。
So let's read some scriptures together.
我们第一处来翻到希伯来书第三章。
First, Hebrew chapter 3.
希伯来书第三章十四节。
Hebrew chapter 3, verse 14.
我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
For we have become partakers of Christ if we keep the beginning of our commitment firm until the end.
接着我们要翻到旧约撒母耳记下。
Then in the Old Testament, book of 2 Samuel,
撒母耳记下二十三章。
2 Samuel chapter 23.
我们第一处念第八节。
Let's first read verse 8.
大卫勇士的名字记在下面，他哥门人约瑟巴瑟，又称伊斯尼人雅底拿，他是军长的统领，一时击杀了八百人。
These are the names of the mighty men whom David had: Josh-bashibeth, Tachmonite.Chief of the captains, he was called Adino the Ezinite because of 800 men, 800 who were killed by him at one time.
接下来第九节第十节。
Then verse 9-10.
其实是亚和人多多的儿子以利亚撒，从前非利士人聚集要打仗，以色列人迎着上去，有跟随大卫的三个勇士向非利士人骂阵，其中有以利亚撒。他起来击杀非利士人，直到手臂疲乏，手沾住了刀把。那日耶和华使以色列人大获全胜，众民在以利亚撒后头专夺财物。
And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, one of the three mighty men with David, when they were defied the Philistines who were gathered there to battle. And the men of Israel had withdrawn. He rose up and struck the Philistines,until his hand was weary and he clung to the sword. And the Lord brought about a great victory that day. And the people returned after him, only to plunder the dead.
接下来十一、十二节。
Next, verse 11 to 12.
其次是哈拉人雅基的儿子撒玛，一日非利士人聚集成群，在一块长满红豆的田里，众民就在非利士人面前逃跑，撒玛却站在那田间击杀非利士人，救护了那田。耶和华使以色列人大获全胜。
Now after him was Shama the son of Agi, a Hararite, and the Philistines were gathered into an army where there was a plot of land full of lentils, and the people fled from the Philistines. But he took his stand.In the midst of the plot, defended it, and struck the Philistines. And the Lord brought about a great victory.
最后十三节到十七节。
Lastly, verse 13 to 17.
收割的时候，有三个勇士中的三个人下到亚杜兰洞见大卫。非利士人的军兵在利伐因谷安营，那是大卫在山寨，非利士人的防营在伯利恒。大卫可想说，甚愿有人将伯利恒城门旁井里的水打来给我喝。这三个勇士就闯过非利士人的营盘，从伯利恒城门旁的井里打水，拿来奉给大卫，他却不肯喝，将水奠在耶和华面前说，耶和华，这三人冒死去打水，这水好像他们的血一般，我断不敢喝。从此如此，大卫不肯喝，这是三个勇士所做的事。
Then three of the 30 chief men went down and came to David at harvest time to the cave of Adullam, while the army of the Philistines was camping in the valley of Rephaim. David was then in the stronghold, while the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. And David had a craving and said, Oh, that someone would give me water to drink from the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate.So the three mighty men forced their way into the camp of the Philistines and drew water from the well of Bethlehem, which was by the gate, and carried it and brought it to David. Yet he would not drink it, but pour it out as an offering to the Lord. And he said, Far be it from me, Lord, that I would do this. Should I drink the blood of the men who went at the risk of their lives?So he would not drink it. These things the three mighty men did.
我们接下来有个祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你，让我们今天还可以一起聚集在你的面前。
Lord, we want to thank you for we have the opportunity to gather before you today.
因为我们知道这个是你向着我们的爱。
We know it's all because of your love.
因为你爱我们，你为我们代死的时候给的是你的自己。
Because you love me, when you died for us, you.Give of yourself.
今天因为这个爱的缘故，你愿意把你心中的话再一次来向我们，来向我们来说。
It's also because you loved us. You also give us the words in your heart today.
所以我们下面实在是求你自己能够来帮助我们做出口的翻译的，我们所有的听的都在你的爱的当中。
So may you keep us so that we who are the mouthpiece of your words, those who are listening, are all in your love.
愿你的爱中来激励，也来帮助我们。
May your love constrain us and help us.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
好，上个礼拜六在我们当中，我们知道有一次福音的聚会。
Last Saturday we had a gospel meeting.
其实我们知道，在每一次福音聚会里，弟兄们都会在分享的最后有一个呼召。
We know at the end of each of our gospel meeting, at the end of the message, our brother would have a calling.
来问我们中间的福音朋友，有没有人愿意相信主，有没有愿意接受耶稣基督作为我们个人救主的。
To ask if any of our gospel friends among us would be willing to believe the Lord and accept him as his personal savior.
如果你答应了这个呼召，那么你就得到了这个永远的生命，就得到了生命的活泉。
If you answer this call, then you would have gained the eternal life and again the fountain of life.
但我们要知道，这个呼召绝不仅仅只是一个得救的呼召。
However, we need to know that this calling is not merely for salvation.
这个呼召也是一个属天的呼召。
This calling is also a heavenly calling.
要召我们来过一个属天的生活。
Which calls us to lead a heavenly life.
这个我们不是要等到将来在天上的时候才开始过一个属天的生活。
This heavenly life, we do not need to wait until we go to heaven one day.
神给我们这个属天的呼召，则是我们一蒙得救的时候，就来呼召我们要过一个属天的生活。
This calling is for us to live the heavenly life from the moment we were saved.
所以我们每一个蒙恩信主的人，这个呼召就已经在我们的身上了。
So for each one of us who were saved by grace and who belongs to the Lord,This calling is already for us.
从此以后，我们就是一群有着这个属天呼召的人。
From now on, we are a group of people who have this heavenly calling.
所以希伯来书说，我们现在都是同门天召的圣洁弟兄姊妹。
As the scripture in Hebrews said, Therefore, we are now holy brothers and sisters, partakers of a heavenly calling.
从此以后，我们在地上的生活不会是没有意义的了。
From now on, our life on earth is no longer without a purpose.
也不再是为这一些地上的追求和目标。
It's no longer for earthly pursuit or chase.
我们在地上的生活则是为着这个属天的呼召。
Our life on earth is for this heavenly calling.
那么这个属天的呼召到底是什么呢？
So what is this heavenly calling?
这个属天的呼召不是来召我们来作为一个更好的人。
It is not a calling for us to be a better person.
让我们过一个更好的生活。
Or to live a better life.
这个属天的呼召其实是一个人。
This heavenly calling is about one person.
就是神的儿子耶稣基督。
It's the Son of God, Christ Jesus.
这个属天的呼召就是要叫我们与神的儿子有份有关。
This heavenly calling is to make us partakers of Christ and be related to him.
因为我们的神所看重的只有一个人，就是他的儿子。
Because all that matters to God is only one person, his son.
我们的神只看重一件事情，就是与他的儿子有没有关系。
He only cares for one thing. It is whether or not we are partakers of his son.
神在我们身上所关注的绝不是我这个人如何，也不是我做的事如何。
God does not care how we are or what we do.
无论是我们当中在人眼中可能是非常微小的人。
No matter how insignificant we are in people's eyes.
但如果我们是与神的儿子有关，那么神就看重我们。
If we are partakers of Christ, then God will treasure us.
无论我们所做的事可能在人的眼中可能是微不足道。
Even though the things we do might be trivial in people's eyes.
但如果这件事是与他儿子有关的话，神就一定会纪念。
But if this thing has to do with his son, then God will remember us.
就像那个穷寡妇所奉献的两个小钱。
It's as the two copper coins that offered by the poor widow.
就像打碎玉瓶膏主的玛利亚。
It's like Maria who broke the alabaster jar.
因为神所纪念看重的不是我们这个人，不是我们所做的事，神所看重的是他的儿子，他所看重的是与他儿子有关的事和人。
Because what God treasures and remembers is not how we are or what we do, but His own Son and the people and things that are related to His Son.
既然这样，我们怎么样子能够来经常或者一直的与他儿子有关系呢？
If this is the case, then how can we be often or always related to Christ?
我想一个最简单、最直接的方法就是来成为神儿子的同伴。
I think the easiest and most direct way for us to do to be is to become a partaker of Christ.
当我们是神儿子同伴的时候，我们就自然与神的儿子有了亲密的关系。
When we are the partakers of Christ, then we naturally have an intimate relationship with Christ.
神的儿子关心什么，他的同伴也关心什么。
What the mindset of Christ is, his partakers will have the same mindset.
神的儿子怎么行？他的同伴也怎么行。
What Christ did, his partakers will also do the same.
神的儿子的心思意念也渐渐成了他同伴的心思意念。
And gradually the hearts and the minds of the Son of God will also become the hearts and minds of his partakers.
当我们是神儿子的同伴，我们就一定是会与神的儿子同行。
When we are the partakers of the Son of God, we're surely always in his presence.
我们就会被神的儿子来改变。
Then we will be changed by the Son of God.
渐渐我们就会被磨成神儿子的形象。
And gradually we'll be molded into his image.
圣经中记载了许多神儿子同伴的例子。
The Bible recorded many examples of the partakers of Christ.
像亚伯，他是神儿子的同伴。
Abraham is a partaker of Christ.
所以神能看重他所献上的供物。
Therefore, God was pleased with and treasured the sacrifice he offered.
以诺是神儿子的同伴，所以他能与神同行三百年。
Enoch was a partaker of Christ. That's why he could walk with God for 300 years.
亚伯拉罕是神儿子的同伴，所以神能够说，我所要做的事，岂能瞒着亚伯拉罕呢？
Because Abraham was a partaker of Christ, the Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham, what I am about to do."
大卫是神儿子的同伴，所以大卫能被神称为合他心意的人。
David was a partaker of Christ, so God called him a man after God's own heart.
神儿子的同伴是神对人的一个心意，是神对人的呼召。
God's heart's desire is for us to become a partakers of Christ. This is His calling.
但我们有没有明白并来答应这样一个呼召呢？
But have we understood and answered this calling?
我们是不是愿意成为神儿子的同伴呢？
Are we willing to be the partakers of Christ?
或者我们只是想与神的儿子亲近，或者是跟神的儿子成为朋友。
Maybe when we draw near to God, it's because we want to become the friend of Christ.
可能我们只不过想从他那里得到一些好处，得到一些满足。
Only to gain some benefits or be benefited or satisfied by him.
如果是这样的话，我们就不会是神儿子的同伴。
If that's the case, we are not partakers of Christ.
就像旧约中所倒闭在旷野中的以色列人。
It's like the Israelites who died in the wilderness wandering.
他们只不过是享受神给他们的一些供应而已。
They only enjoy the provision of God.
但最后他们都死在了旷野当中。
And in the end, they died in the wilderness.
他们无法进到迦南神应许之地。
They couldn't enter into the promised land of Canaan.
他们最后无法得到神所应许给他们的产业。
They could not receive the inheritance God promised them.
神绝不要我们仅仅满足于得救。
God does not want us to be merely satisfied with our salvation.
神要我们都能够来成为神儿子的同伴。
He wants us all to become the partakers of Christ.
神是要我们能够与他的儿子一样进到荣耀中去。
He wants us to enter into glory as His Son.
神要我们能与他的儿子一同承受所应许的产业。
And to receive the inheritance He promised His Son.
我们都很熟悉主耶稣所讲的浪子比喻的故事，我们的弟兄上个主日也提到。
We are all familiar with the story of the prodigal son, and it was also mentioned by our brother last Sunday.
其实这个比喻也可以说是一个父亲和三个儿子的故事。
This story can also be called the story of a father and his three sons.
我们都很熟悉，有大儿子，有小儿子。
We are familiar with the old son and the young son.
这第三个儿子就是神的儿子。
The third son is the son of God.
我们看到，无论或者把这个比喻叫做一个浪子的故事，或者是两个浪子的故事。
Whether this story is called one prodigal son or two prodigal sons.
浪子是无法成为神儿子的同伴的。
A prodigal son cannot be a partaker of Christ.
一个不以神的家为家的人，不会是神儿子的同伴。
A person who does not regard the house of God as his own house is not a partaker of Christ.
一个不以神的忧伤为忧伤，以神的喜乐为喜乐的人，不会是一个神的儿子的同伴。
A person who does not grieve what God grieves or rejoice over what God rejoices, he could not be a partaker of Christ.
我们看到神不会满足于浪子回家。
We can see that God is not satisfied merely by the prodigal sons coming home.
神要的是他们在神的家中做他儿子的同伴。
He wants them to be the partakers of Christ in His own house.
我们蒙召成为神儿子的同伴，就是我们与神儿子的关系。
When we receive the calling to become the partakers.Of Christ, this is a relationship between us and the Son of God.
这个关系也应该是我们与弟兄姐妹之间的关系。
It is also the relationship between us and our brothers and sisters.
我们不仅是在神的家中互为弟兄姊妹。
We're not merely brothers and sisters in the house of God.
我们应当是在神的家中同为神儿子的同伴。
We are also all the partakers of Christ in the house of God.
所以约翰在启示录当中说到，我约翰是你们的弟兄，是你们的同伴。
Therefore, John said in the book of Revelation, I, John, your brother and companion, partaker of Christ.
是同为神儿子的同伴。
The companion, partaker of Christ.
很多时候当我们来寻求聚会的时候，来寻求弟兄姐妹的时候，往往我们是来寻找人的同伴。
Oftentimes when we come to look for churches or look for brothers and sisters, We're looking for companions of, as men.
而不是来寻找神儿子的同伴。
Not companion of son of God.
我们进来我们可能会找有没有与我背景一样的。
When we come into church, we are looking for people with the same background.
有没有与我年纪相仿的。
Looking for people of my similar age.
最好是与我的兴趣爱好相投的。
Or someone who share my interests.
至少是与我的看法相近的。
Or who have similar opinions as I do.
如果是这样的话，我们确实是很难找到合适我们的聚会和弟兄姐妹。
If that's the case, it is really hard for us to find the gatherings that suit us or good brothers and sisters.
而且不知不觉，我们也会把这样的观念带给我们的孩子们。
And unconsciously, we may even pass such ideas and thoughts to our children.
我们的孩子也会常常觉得在聚会当中找不到适合他们的同伴。
And our children may feel it would be hard for them to find their the companions.
但我们看到神召我们是成为神儿子的同伴。
But we can see that God calls us to be the companion or partakers of His Son.
所以我们要来找的也应当是神儿子的同伴。
So what we should be looking for is also the partakers of Christ.
我们来找的不是人的兴趣，而是神儿子的兴趣。
Not looking for human interests, but the Son of God's interest.
我们来找的不是人的看法，而是神儿子的看法。
Not human opinions, but the opinions of Christ.
我们来找的不是我自己的满足，而是神儿子的满足。
Not our own satisfaction, but the satisfaction of the Son of God.
我们要来寻找的是有当中有没有神儿子的同伴。
We need to look for the companions or the partakers of Christ.
那么我们怎么知道谁是神儿子的同伴呢？
So how do we know who are the partakers of Christ?
我们开始读的圣经说到，我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份。
At the message, verses we read at the beginning of the message, it says, "For we have become partakers of Christ if we keep the beginning of our commitment firm until the end."
这里的在基督里有份，就是指基督的同伴或者神儿子的同伴。
This, when it says to have a part in Christ, it's referring to the partaker of Christ.
所以谁是神儿子的同伴呢？就是将起初确实的信心坚持到底的。
So who are the partakers of Christ? It is those who keep the beginning of our commitment firm until the end.
我们刚信主的时候，心里面一定是很有信心的。我们里面只有这简单的信心。
When we first become believers, we have the faith. We have a simple faith.
不然的话，我们是不会信主的。
Or else we would not believe the Lord.
但当时间渐渐过去，我们里面对主的信心可能就减少。
But as time goes by, our faith may dwindle.
我们里面的心思意念可能就不再单纯
了。Our hearts and mind may no longer be pure.
起初那简单单纯的心慢慢的就失去了。
Then we may lose our pure and innocent heart gradually.
当我们没有办法坚持，我们就会失去了起初的信心，我们就无法来成为神儿子的同伴。
When we no longer can keep our commitment, we cannot keep our faith, and we cannot be the companion or partaker of Christ.
当初主在地上所召的门徒，在后来遇到了艰难困苦的时候。
The disciples that first followed Christ, when the time comes when there are difficulties,
圣经说他门徒中多有退去的，不再和他同行了。
In the Bible it says, as a result of this, many of his disciples left and would no longer walk with him.
当神儿子的同伴不再与主同行了，就不再是他的同伴了。
When the partakers of Christ no longer walk with him, he is no longer companions of him.
只有将起初确实的信心坚持到底的，才是神儿子的同伴。
So we have become partakers of Christ if we keep the beginning of our commitment firm until the end.
过去一段时间，我们听到一些弟兄姐妹分享今年在西安特会的题目：持守你所有的。
Recently, some of our brothers and sisters share what they have learned from the WCCC, The theme of which is hold fast to what we have.
如果我们能持守我们起初所有的，就是神儿子的同伴。
If we can keep the beginning of our commitment firm until the end, then we are partakers of Christ.
那我们要思想，我们为什么没办法持守？我们为什么会失去我们起初所有的呢？
Then we need to think, how come we can no longer keep our commitment? How come we lost what we had?
我想至少有三个原因会让我们没有办法持守。
I think there are three reasons which cause us no longer able to hold fast.
这也是主在撒种比喻当中所提到的，我们无法持守神撒的种子的三个原因。
This is also revealed in the parable of sowing the seed in the Bible told by Jesus.
我们无法持守的第一个原因就是我们起初有的呢被仇敌夺去了。
The first reason of us not being able to hold fast is the enemy took away what we had.
所以弟兄也提醒我们，叫我们不要中了仇敌的诡计。
Therefore, our brother reminded us, do not fall for the scheme of the enemy.
让我们所有的被仇敌夺了去，使我们无法持守。
Which can cause us to lose what we had and we no longer be able to hold fast.
我们无法持守的第二个原因就是我们自己放弃了。
The second reason is that we give it up.
很多的时候在想仇敌还没来得及动手的时候，我们已经就放弃了。
A lot of the times, even before our enemies start to take action, we already gave up.
我们自己把我们原来手中所有的，我们自己就放弃放下了。
We already give up what we had in our hands.
我们只是起初欢喜的领受，但却是暂时的。
At the beginning, we are gladly receiving what the Lord gave us, but it was only temporary.
是我们自己放下了我们起初所有的，这样我们就当然没法持守。
If we give it up ourselves, then we can no longer hold fast.
我们无法持守的第三个原因就是我们被绊倒了。
The third reason for us not being able to hold fast was that we were stumbled and fell.
当我们被绊倒的时候，我们手中所持有的就会从我们手中失落。
When we are stumbled, what we have will fall out of our hands.
我们在地上行走，有许多的东西会叫我们失脚，被绊跌。
When we walk on earth, a lot of things can cause us to stumble and fall.
世上的思虑会叫我们跌倒。
The worldly cares can cause us to stumble and fall.
钱财的迷惑会叫我们跌倒。
The wealth or the attraction to wealth can cause us to fall.
当我们被这些东西绊倒了，我们手中所有的就会从我们手中掉下了。
When we're stumbled by those things, all that we have held in our hands can fall out of our hands.
我们起初所有的就不在我们手中，就失去了。
Then we will lose what we had.
但我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，我们就是神儿子的同伴。
However, if we can keep the beginning of our commitment firm till the end, then we can become the partaker of Christ.
所以我们要常常来警醒，来向神不住的祷告。
Therefore, we need to be watchful and be of sober mind and pray to God.
不是我们自己都有多刚强，能够来持守。
It is not how strong we are, so we can hold fast.
我们要像大卫的祷告一样，我所有的，你为我持守。
But we need to be like what David prayed, so that you support my lot.
好叫我们是神儿子的同伴。
So that we can be partakers of Christ.
另外，这里我们也看到神儿子的同伴或者基督的同伴，就是在基督里有份的人。
And we also can see that the partakers of Christ are also those people who have part in Jesus.
我觉得同伴，在这里中文在这一句里面。在希伯来书第三章十四节翻译了非常的好。
I think in the Chinese version, the translation is very good for Hebrew chapter 3 verse 14.
这里就说到是与基督有份的人。
It says those people who have part in Christ.
英文中也有一个同样字的意思，就是 partaker。
In English, there is a similar word which is partaker.
基督的同伴就是 partakers of Christ, 是与基督有份的。
The companions of Christ are called the partakers of Christ, those who have part in Christ.
基督神儿子的同伴不仅仅只是朋友或者伴侣，而是说到
是有份于，是一同分享的。
The partakers of Christ are not merely the friends or companions, but also it's talking about having a part in or share.
神的儿子有什么，他的同伴就分享什么。
Whatever the Son of God has, he will also share that with his partaker.
我们作为神儿子的同伴，就是在基督里与他一同有份，与他一同分享。
For us being the partakers of Christ, it means we also have a part in him, also share with him.
我们能与神的儿子一同分享他所有的，是一件非常蒙福的事情。
It is such a blessing for us to be able to share what the Lord has.
就如我们每个主日早晨一同聚在主的面前来擘饼来喝杯。
Just like every Sunday morning we can gather together before the Lord's table to partake the bread and the cup.
就是来一同来分享主所有的。
This is to share what the Lord has.
是主叫我们能够与他一同享用他的饼，一同享用他的杯。
Lord allows us to enjoy his bread and his cup.
我们作为神儿子的同伴，不仅分享于他的丰富。
As the partaker of Christ, we not only share the riches in him.
我们也要分享于他的患难，他的忍耐。
We also need to share his sufferings and his forbearance.
我们要分享于他的死，他的埋葬。
We need to share his death and burial.
我们要分享于他的复活，他的升天。
His resurrection and his ascension to heaven.
最终我们要分享于他属天的荣耀。
And in the end, we need to share his glory in heaven.
这就是神儿子的同伴。
This is a partaker of Christ.
愿我们都能够来羡慕这个荣耀的呼召。
May we all long for this heavenly calling, this glorious calling.
都要来成为神儿子的同伴。
And become the partaker of Christ.
下面我们就要从旧约当中所提到的一些人，他们的经历，我们来一同学习，我们怎么样子来做神儿子的同伴。
Now we are going to learn how to become the partaker of Christ through the experience of some men in the Old Testament to become the partakers of Christ.
我们如何能与神儿子基督有份？
How to have a part in Christ Jesus?
我们要来看的这些人就是大卫的同伴，或者是称为大卫的勇士。
The people we will be looking at is called David's companion or the mighty man of David.
我们只能从其中的几个勇士一起来看，他们是为什么如何被成为大卫的同伴，大卫的勇士的。
We're only going to look at a few of those mighty men to see how they can be called David's companion and or his mighty men.
第一，神儿子的同伴是与神儿子的灵有份的。
First, partakers of Christ would have a part in the spirit of Christ.
首先，神儿子的同伴要有一个与神儿子同样的灵。
Partakers of Christ share the same spirit of Christ.
在大卫勇士的名单当中被提到的第一个勇士的名字叫约瑟巴色。
The first mighty man mentioned in David's mighty man is Jehoshabeth.
虽然他是第一个被提到的，或者是我们说他是排在第一名的。
Even though he was the first one mentioned, or we can say he was the first.
但圣经里只用了一句话来记载他，而且只记载了他所行的一件事情。
There was only one sentence about him, and only one thing was recorded.
我想我们当中，如果我们写过我们自己简历的时候，最少最少也要写满一页。
I think for all of us, when we write our own resume, we at least will write a full page.
如果我们在这里的孩子们申请大学的时候，我们就知道他申请的时候至少要列五件他们的成就，在实践他们所做的事情。
For us, if we have a child applying for college, we know they need to mention 5 of their achievements and 10 things they have done.
但大卫勇士当中被提到的第一位约瑟巴色，他的圣经简历却只有一句话，只有一件事。
However, Jehoshabeth, the first mighty man mentioned in the Bible, had only one sentence and one thing in his resume in the Bible.
就是一时击杀了八百人。
It is that 800 were killed by him at one time.
但我们可以说这一句话，这一件事，就让我们看见约瑟巴色是一个怎样的人。
However, through merely this one sentence and one thing, we can see how George Bashbeth is and what a hell person.
给我们看见大卫的勇士是一个怎样的人。
And it allows us to see what a person needs to be to make a mighty man of David.
一时击杀了八百人，就让我们看见大卫的勇士，首先他要是一个战士。
Killing 800 men at one time allows us to see that a mighty man of David needs to be a warrior.
大卫的勇士首先要有一个征战的灵，就像大卫一样。
His mighty man needs to have a spirit of warfare like David.
当大卫面对哥利亚的时候，众人都极其害怕，退后逃跑，唯独大卫孤身一人来面对哥利亚。
When facing Goliath, everyone was terrified, deeply shaken, withdrew and fled away. David was the only one who dared to confront Goliath.
我们看到整个战场上，只有大卫是唯一个战士。
On the entire battlefield, David was the only warrior.
我们知道这不是大卫这个人他有多大的能力，而是他里面有一个勇敢的心。
We know it is not how mighty David is, but it was because he had a brave heart.
他里面有一个为神征战的灵。
He has a spirit that is willing to fight for the Lord.
因为大卫里面有这个灵，当他独自来面对高大的哥利亚的时候，他没有胆怯，反而他会迎着哥利亚而去。
It is because he has such a spirit that when Goliath came to fight him, he is not terrified. He did not shrink, but instead he would confront Goliath face on.
大卫的勇士要与大卫有一样这个征战的灵。
The mighty man of David needs to have the same spirit of David.
约瑟巴色能一时击杀八百人，不是他的能力可以超过这八百人的总和。
George Bashbeth was able to kill 8 men at one time. It was not because his might can beat these 800 people.
而是约瑟巴色里面的人所显出的能力可以使他一时击杀八百人。
But it was because the spirit within Josh Bashbeth was able to kill the 800 men.
同样神儿子的同伴也要有神儿子同样的灵，一个征战的灵，而不是一个胆怯害怕逃跑的灵。
Likewise, the partakers of Christ also needs to have the same spirit of warfare, not a spirit of fears and fled away.
前几天我告诉我儿子要他为我今天的分享来祷告，因为准备的时间不是很长。
A few days ago, I told my son to pray for me because I did not have sufficient time to prepare.
他就用了两个字来鼓励我。
He used two words to encourage me.
God compete. 就是说要进入征战的意思。
Which means you need to go into the battle.
这其实正好来帮助我们。
It actually helped me.
我们要在凡事上都要有一个征战的灵。
In all things, we need to have a spirit of warfare.
就像耶和华吩咐约书亚说的。
It's like when God told Joshua.
当刚强壮胆，因为耶和华你的神必与你同在。
Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
我们要靠着圣灵，神儿子灵，使我们里面的人刚强起来。
It is through the Spirit we can become strong and courageous.
我们要是神儿子的同伴，就要与神儿子的灵有份。
If we are to become the partakers of Christ, we need to have a part in the same spirit of the Christ.
第二，神儿子的同伴是与神儿子的工作有份的。
Secondly, the partakers of Christ has to do with the work of the Son of God.
神儿子的工作就是建立神的家。
The work of Son of God is to build the house of God.
在约瑟巴色之后，第二个被提到的大卫的勇士就是以利亚撒。
After Josh Bashbeth, the second mighty man mentioned was Eleazar.
圣经记载到 记载到当以色列人面对非利士人的时候，他们就逃跑，但以利亚撒却能站立得稳。
The Bible said, when the Israelites fled away in front of the Philistines, Eliezer was able to stand firm to fight the battle.
并且他可以起来击杀非利士人，直到手臂疲乏，手沾住了刀疤。
And he was able to stand firm to fight the battle against the Philistines until his hands was too tired to lift his sword.
以利亚撒他忍耐到底，直到征战的得胜。
Eliezer was able to stand firm until the end, and he was able to gain victory.
但我们发现后面的圣经是这么说的，说耶和华使以色列人大获全胜。
But we can see that in the end, later the Bible mentions the Lord gave Israelites victory.
我们觉得应该是说那日耶和华使以利亚撒大获全胜，因为以色列人在以利亚撒征战前都已经全部撤退了。
What I think it should be saying is the Lord gave Eliezer victory because all the other Israelites had already fled away.
这里给我们看见在神的眼中以利亚撒的得胜就是全以色列人的得胜。
Here we can see that in God's eyes, Eliezer's victory is the victory of all the Israelites.
当以利亚撒得胜之后，以色列众民在以利亚撒后头专夺财物。
When Eliezer gained the victory, the people returned after him only to plunder the dead.
大卫的勇士以利亚撒的征战不是他自己的征战，而是全以色列人的征战。
David's mighty man Eliezer's battle is not his own battle, but the battle of the whole Israelites.
以利亚撒的得胜不是他自己个人的得胜，而是全以色列人得胜。
Eliezer's victory is not his own victory, but the victory of all the Israelites.
大卫的勇士经过这一个一个的征战，经过这一个一个的得胜，就来一点一点的建立了大卫的国度。
David's mighty men built up, gained this victory one by one, and this is how they built the nation of David.
很多的时候，我们看见以色列人百姓在仇敌面前逃跑。
A lot of times we can see the Israelites people run away in front of the enemy.
但正是这些大卫的勇士在面对仇敌的时候，他们没有撤退，没有逃跑，反而是为大卫站立得住。
But we can see those mighty men of David was able to confront the enemy. They did not shrink back, not withdraw. They did not fled away.But they stand firm for David.
他们仍然能够为以色列的全百姓站立得稳。
They were able to stand firm for all the Israelites.
他们来为以色列的百姓的征战能够来得胜。
They were fighting for Israelites and gain victory for the Israelites.
正是因为大卫勇士的得胜，以色列的众民才可以在大卫勇士的后面夺取掳物。
It was because of victory of those mighty men.The Israelites were able to, after them, they can plunder the dead.
神的儿子同样要有这样的同伴。
The Son of God also needs to have partakers like this.
来为神儿子的工作，来为着神的家。
Who fighting for the work of God and the building of his house.
即使在神家处在荒凉软弱的时候，神儿子的同伴仍能够为主站立得稳。
Even though the church was in the desolate condition, the partakers of Christ will also be able to stand firm.
仍然能够为神的家而征战。
And are able to fight for the house of God.
今天神何等的需要这些神儿子的同伴能与神家的建造有份。
Today, how God needs those partakers of Christ to have part in the building up of the house of God.
我们要是神儿子的同伴，就要与神儿子的工作有份。
If we want to be the partakers of Christ, then we need to have part in the work of His Son.
第三，神儿子的同伴是与神儿子的产业有份的。
Thirdly, the partakers of Christ also needs to have part in His inheritance.
下一个被记载的大卫的勇士叫沙马。
The next person being recorded was called Shama.
当以色列人聚集要来夺取一块长满红豆的田地时，众民在非利士面前逃跑，但撒玛却站在田间击杀非利士人，救护了那田。
And the Philistines were gathering to an army where there was a plot of land full of lentils. The people fled from the Philistines.
撒玛为了那块田，为着耶和华赐给他们的产业田地，他就站立在田间，他为这块田地来征战。
But Shammah, he took his stand in the midst of the plot. He defended and struck the Philistines, and he gained victory.
他绝不容许仇敌在神的产业上留有地步。
He does not allow the enemy to have a part in the inheritance of God.
撒玛为着神的产业来征战，来持守，他就是大卫的勇士。
Shammah was the one who was fighting for the inheritance and trying to keep the inheritance of God. He is David's mighty man.
今天神已经赐给我们许多属灵的产业，我们有没有来看顾？我们有没有来持守呢？
Today God has already given us a lot of spiritual inheritance, but have we been guardians of those inheritance?
我们有没有像大卫的勇士撒玛一样，为着神的产业能够来站在其中，来持守，来看顾呢？
Have we been like Shammah, who is standing firm in the plot of land, who defend it and struck the enemy?
这里圣经给我们看到，神的产业好像是一块长满红豆的田。
Here it mentioned the inheritance is that like a plot full of lentils.
神已经把一块长满红豆的田给了我们。
God has already given us a plot of land full of lentils.
长满的红豆就是我们生命的粮食。
The land full of lentils is the bread of life for us.
而这个田则是神所要耕种的。
This plot of land is what the Lord wants to labor on.
是为了要来长出更多的生命果实。
So that it can produce more fruits of life.
啊，仇敌的工作就是来夺取我们生命的粮食，要我们没有粮食，要我们软弱无力。
But the work of the enemy is to snatch the bread of life out of our hands, so that we no longer have food and we become feeble.
仇敌的工作就是来毁坏这块田地，让它落在荒瘠贫乏的一个光景当中，无法结出生命的果实。
The work of the enemy is to destroy this plot of land so that it will fall into a desolate condition and can no longer bear fruits of life.
而作为神儿子的同伴，要像大卫的勇士撒玛一样，来为着神的产业来站在田间。
However, the partakers of Christ will be like the Shammah, the mighty man of David, for the inheritance of God. He is willing to stand firm in this plot and to defend the inheritance of God.
来持守神的产业不会被夺取，不会被破坏。
And to hold fast to the inheritance of God so that it will no longer be snatched out of our hands or being destroyed.
我们要是神儿子的同伴，就要与神儿子的产业有份。
If we are to be the partakers of Christ, we are to have part in the inheritance of Christ.
第四，神儿子的同伴是为神的儿子而活。
Number four, being the partakers of Christ, also live for Christ.
我们前面提到的三个大卫的勇士，约瑟、巴瑟、以利亚撒和撒玛，我们可能都不太熟悉。
Maybe we're not familiar with the three mighty men of David, Josh, Bashbeth, Eliezer, or Shammah.
但我想我们都非常熟悉接下来的三个勇士为大卫所做的事。
However, we may be very familiar with what the three mighty men did for David.
这三位勇士因为听见大卫想喝伯利恒城门井旁的水，他们就闯进非利士的营盘，从伯利恒城门旁的井里面打水，拿来给大卫喝。
Because they knew that David had a craving for the water from the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate, the three men forced their way into the camp of the Philistines and drew water from the well of Bethlehem, which was by the gate, and brought it to David.
我每次读到这个故事都非常的感动。
Every time when I read this story, I was deeply touched.
因为当时根本没有人，包括大卫自己，来吩咐人去为他打水。
Because at that time there was no one, even David himself was not willing to go and fetch the water.
这三个勇士没有任何的责任和义务去打水。
The three mighty men had no responsibility or obligation to get this water.
他们最多可以把大卫的这个心愿放在心里，等以后有了机会来实现大卫的这个愿望。
At most, they may remember David's craving in their hearts, and when time arrives, when the proper opportunity arrives, they will go get the water for him.
但这三个勇士知道了大卫的心愿以后，就不顾自己的性命来满足大卫的这个心愿。
However, after three mighty men knew David's craving, they would be willing to satisfy David's desire at the risk of their own lives.
他们不是不知道他们所要面临的危险。
It is not that they did not know the threats or danger they would face.
他们不是不会算一口水而牺牲的生命到底值不值。
It is not that they do not know how to calculate whether or not it's worthwhile to risk their life for water.
但他们为着爱大卫的缘故，他们心甘情愿地为大卫来付出代价，来讨大卫的喜悦。
But because they love David, they willingly pay the price for David, wanting to please him.
就像一首诗歌的歌词所说，但那诚实爱主的人，祸福都不问，就是他们宝贵心血，也愿为主舍。求主给我这样的心智，赐终忘生死。
It's like the hymn said, but the souls who love him truly, let woe come or bliss, those who account their dearest heart's blood, not their own, but his. Savior, thou who that has loved me, give me love like this, Savior. Thou who thus have loved me, give me love like this.
这三个大卫的勇士完全不顾自己的利益，他们可以为了这一件小事付上极大的代价。
The three mighty men of David completely disregarded their own interest, and for such a small thing, they're willing to pay the great price.
这就是爱主，爱主就是在小的事上也要为主而活。
This is loving the Lord. This is loving the Lord on the smallest of things.
我们可能为着一些我们所认为的大事而为主而活。
Maybe we think living for the Lord is on some great, mighty, lofty things.
我们都可以来说为主来殉道。
Or even be martyred for the Lord.
但我们往往却不愿意为着我们认为的一些小事而为主而活。
But oftentimes we're not willing to live for the Lord on small things.
但是神就是在我们生活当中许多的小事上来看我们有没有爱主，我们有没有为他而活。
But it was in those small things that the Lord is trying to see whether or not we love him or living for him.
而且这三位大卫的勇士看见这是一个为大卫而活的机会。
So the three mighty men saw this is an opportunity to live for David.
他并抓住了这个机会来为大卫而活。
They seized the opportunity to live for David.
我们有没有抓住我们生活当中出现的每一个爱主的机会呢？
Have we seized every opportunity in our life to love the Lord?
我们有没有抓住每一个为主而活的机会呢？
Have we saved every opportunity in our daily life to live for the Lord?
请大家原谅我下面要分享一个这个礼拜的一个经历。
Please pardon me for sharing one of my experiences in the past week.
当这个礼拜一弟兄发邮件给我，问我能不能今天来分享的时候
，When brother sent an email to me on Monday asking me whether or not I can share the message today.
当时我是非常非常的犹豫，因为我是要花很长的时间来准备一次分享。
At that time, I was very hesitant because usually it would take me a long time to prepare for the message.
所以一般弟兄都会很体谅我，通常都会给我一个多月的时间叫我开始准备。
So usually our brother is very considerate of me and he would give me more than about a month to ahead of the time to prepare.
而这次只有一周不到的时间，我心里非常的挣扎当时。
However, this time I had less than a week to prepare, so I had a lot of struggles inside.
但弟兄在邮件当中最后的一句话抓住了我。
But the last sentence our brother said in his email captured me.
弟兄写道，这是一次学习承担紧急责任的机会。
He said, this is a good opportunity to learn to take up an urgent responsibility.
读到这句话时，我就知道我应该怎么样子回复弟兄。
When I saw this sentence, I knew how I should respond to our brother.
愿我们不要忽视每一个神摆在我们面前的机会。
May we not neglect any opportunity the Lord set before us.
不要浪费每一个神给我们学习的机会。
Do not squander any opportunity that the Lord gave us to learn.
我们不要漏掉每一个爱主的机会，不要失去每一个为主而活的机会。
May we not miss any opportunity to love the Lord or to live for Him.
当大卫看到他的勇士为他拿来的水，他却不肯喝。
When David saw the water brought by his three mighty men, he was not willing to drink it.
而是将水完全浇点在耶和华的面前。
But he poured it out as an offering to the Lord.
大卫看这水好像他勇士的血一样，是他们的生命。
He saw the water as the blood of the men, which is their life.
这个有生命代价的爱，只有神配得。
The love which is worth the price of life is only God is worthy.
所以大卫将他完全浇奠在耶和华的面前。
So David poured it out as the offering to the Lord.
只有神配得这样的爱。
Only the Lord is worthy of this love.
而且这样的爱，神是完全悦纳的。
And this love is completely pleasing to the Lord.
当我们能来爱主，在凡事上来为主而活的时候，这是完全蒙神悦纳的。
When we love the Lord, and in all things live for the Lord, it is completely pleasing to the Lord.
我们要是神儿子的同伴，我们就要来爱神的儿子。来为神的儿子而活。
If we are partakers of Christ, we need to love the Son of God and to live for Him.
我们每一个得了神的救恩、蒙了神恩典的人，也都有一样同样的一个属天的呼召在我们的身上。
For each and every one of us who receive God's salvation and grace, this heavenly calling is also for us.
这个属天的呼召要叫我们在基督里有份。
This heavenly calling is for us to have a part in Christ.
为着这个缘故，神在地上来寻找他儿子的同伴。
It's for this purpose God is seeking the partakers of His Son.
一般能与他儿子有份的人。
A group of people who have a part with His Son.
神在寻找一般与他儿子的灵有份的人，有一个为主征战的灵。
God is looking for a group of people who have part in the spirit of His Son, who has a spirit of warfare.
在面对仇敌的时候，能够靠着圣灵有一个勇敢的心来刚强征战。
In face of the enemy, through the Holy Spirit, who can have a brave heart, who can fight courageously all the warfares.
神在寻找一般与他儿子工作有份的人，为着神的家能把自己摆上。
God is looking for those people who have a part in the work of Christ, those who are willing to sacrifice themselves, offer themselves in the house of God.
在神家荒凉软弱的时候，能起来为主站立得稳的人。
When the house of God fall into a desolate condition, those people who are willing to stand firm for the Son of God.
是一般为着神的家的得胜而来征战的人。
Those are the people who are willing to fight for the victory of the house of God.
神在寻找一般与他儿子产业有份的人。
God is looking for the partakers of the inheritance of His Son.
能来持守神赐给我们的产业而不被夺去的人。
Those who can hold fast to the inheritance of God. Those who can make sure those inheritance will not be snatched out of hands.
神也在寻找一般为他儿子而活的人。
God is also looking for those who are living for the Lord.
为着爱主，虽至于死也不爱惜性命的人。
Because he loves the Lord, even if we will pay the price of our life, we'll be able to stay steadfast.
一般能够抓住机会爱主、为主而活的人。
Those people who are able to seize the opportunity to love the Lord and to live for the Lord.
神呼召我们来成为神儿子的同伴，与他的儿子一同有份。
God is calling us to become the partakers of His Son and to have a part in His Son.
神今天在我们中间要得着一般被称为大卫勇士的人。
God wants to gain among us a group of people who are called the mighty men of David.
神数算这些大卫的勇士，神数算这些神儿子的同伴。
God counts those mighty men of David. He counts those partakers of Christ.
当日大卫在地上得着了他的勇士，今天神在地上在我们中间也要来得着他儿子的同伴。
On that day, David gained his mighty men. And today, on earth, God wants to gain us as the partakers of His Son.
愿我们能够来听见他的呼召，都能来答应他的呼召，能与基督一同有份。
May we all can hear this calling. May we all can respond to this calling and to have a part in Christ.
让我们能够来成为他儿子的同伴，能够来被神数算，能够被神永远的纪念。
May we all become the partakers of Christ and be counted by God and be remembered by God forever.
最后的时候，我想用一首诗歌来结束今天的分享，就是我们开始所提到的诗歌390首。
In the end, I want to end this message with a hymn, hymn 390.
这首诗歌叫《众人涌进主的国度》。
This hymn is called Many Crowd the Savior's Kingdom.
这里这首诗歌说到在地上有两种人。
In this hymn, it says there are two types of people on earth.
第一种人虽然羡慕我们的主，我们主的一切，但是却不愿与主同行。
The first group of people are those ones who adore the Lord, but who are not willing to walk with Him.
但这里还有另外一种人，却是诚实爱主的人，为主而活的人，是神儿子的同伴。
But there are other group of people who love the Lord in truth, are the companions or partakers of Christ, are willing to live for the Lord.
好，下面请姊妹一个前奏，我们一起来唱这首诗歌。
And may the pianist give us the intro, we can sing the hymn together.
请我们低头为早上主给我们